嗨嗨嗨 ，What's up, everyone？ 今天要跟大家分享一个超赞的 VPN 服务 NordVPN， 不仅可以让你在台湾就轻松跨区追剧、追电影、听音乐、听 podcast， 甚至是玩游戏都非常方便。像是蛮多韩国综艺、美国影集或是日本电影在台湾是没有上架的，只要使用 NordVPN 就可以直接看爆，畅行无阻。更厉害的是 ，NordVPN 还可以隐藏你的网络足迹，让你在公共 WiFi 中也能远离监控，避免资料外泄。现在只要点击我们的专属连结 nordvpn.com/brosbond， 不仅享有30天无条件退费，还能购买两年方案免费赠送四个月。记得一定要使用我们的优惠码 brosbond 哦。
Bro, I'm so nervous. How are you, bro? Honestly, nervous.
Yeah, this is the very first time we're sitting so far away from each other.
Oh, bro, really? And even we changed the table, everything.
Yeah.So it's pretty obvious we're going to have two guests, yeah.
Bro, I miss you a little. But anyway, don't be gay, bro. Every time, every podcast you are gay. Okay. 等一下。You didn't record?
Okay,
we're going to start this. I think this episode is going to be so long. So
you're talking so fast.
Yeah, we need to start now. Everybody, Ape, Ama, Swaggo, Menu, it's me, Kokor.
It's me, Tyler.
And this is Bros Boy.
We're so far away from each other.
I feel weird.
Bro, you want to make the introduction? I did that for another guest. I did the introduction. I don't know. Mm-hmm. You have the balls to say the introduction finally. Every time that I told you make something, you don't do
that. I'll try in my own style. Yeah, but don't push me. I'm so extremely excited. And we are now here with two of our, you know, crazy. I'm actually starstruck right now because personally, I'm a big fan of their... Okay, well, so let's welcome Louis from France and Ada from Taiwan!
Wait, let me check. Yeah, it's recording. It's recording.
So professional.
Yeah. How are you, Ada? How are you, Louis? Thank you for coming to Bros Boy! It's the first time that we have a lot of guests. It's the first time. Oh my goodness.
It's an honor.
It's our honor. This is our honor for us to have you guys. We're really happy. So we are going to start like a gentleman because I am a gentleman. I don't know this guy, but.
Are you really?
I'm a gentleman.
You know, I actually know you, right?
Please, bro. I prepare one script for this. Okay,
sorry.
Let me ask you, how are you today?
Ladies first, maybe, you know?
Ladies first?
I'm not.
It's the only lady that we are here now.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, very first lady.
Really?
Yeah. It's our first lady. Yeah. Yeah. Broken
and
record.
And the best.
It's broken record in the whole history of Bros Bong.
Wow.
Yeah, so how are you?
That's such an honor. I'm good. I'm a bit nervous to come here. Uh-huh. Because I always got a lot of invitation from others, and I always reject them.
So in popular.
That's why we are special.
I think I can, I don't know. And after Louis told me, like, you want to invite me, I was a bit. In the first place, I'm not really sure, but in the end, I still take a decision. Yeah. And I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna do it.
So, oh my God!
I'm here!
You can do it!
Yes.
Yeah, so. At the beginning, she didn't want to come, guys.
So is your first time you come to that one podcast or one show?
Yeah, it's the first time. Yeah.
My goodness, you see that? Yeah, that's the reason why you need to share this podcast. How are you, Louis?
I'm doing great.
Sugoi.
Sugoi. Oh, bro, you're done.
Yeah, I just came back from Japan. It was amazing.
Japan.
Maybe no, Nihon.
Where you go to Japan?
So I went there to study Japanese in like intensive class every day, 4 hours a day. Mm-hmm. With also, of course, extra homework. A bit like I did when I learned like Mandarin, traditional Mandarin in Taipei. Like, six years ago. Oh my God, I'm so old now.
The reality check. Oh my God, I'm so
old. Wow, 6 years ago. I know.
Basically, you take a one intensive class, you can present you in Japanese.
Yeah, of course. Hajimemashite, watashi wa Louis desu, Furansujin desu, YouTuber desu, Taiwan kara ikimasu. Can I say else? Ah, 29 歳です。ワンピースが好きです。とても好きです。どうぞよろしくお願いします。
Wow. Now in Spanish.
Bro, I don't know whether you noticed or not, but the way Ada looks at Louis, I want that kind of love.
It's pure hate.
It's not
love,
like,
and hate are really close.
Oh my god.
He's so handsome.
No? He is.
You like the Japanese? Something? Or do you like it? Or you think just Louis is sexy? Louis is handsome.
No, she just wished I was Japanese.
What?
I'm kidding.
What? Yeah, he's sexy.
Yeah, even
it's speaking. Hard and sexy.
Oh wow.
Okay. I have a question. Wow. How long have you two been like dating? How long have you
5 years from
five
now?
Yeah. It feels like 5 days.
Yeah.
Ew.
Okay.
The reason.
Cuteness of a love.
Well, I feel like you are one of the most couple in the top one couple in Taiwan.
You guys are so adorable.
Wow.
Top one.
Oh. Top one. Oh my god.
That's really high in your list. Top one.
Bro, because I just basically.
You just know us.
I think you guys are in everywhere. Every time that I saw one advertisement, is you guys together. Yeah, my whole Facebook is with you, bro. I don't
know. Wow. It's sweet. But it's not enough. We need more. I want to be on all the metro and all the...
Is that your purpose? Is that your target?
It's my objective in life is that my face be on 101. On the whole thing for New Year.
You don't want to be the host. You want to be the...
No, I'm kidding. Honestly, no. I
have a question. It's like we have one struggle for the language. So when you start to this, you speak Chinese and you talk to the brands in Chinese or in English, or how is the deal?
When we started dating, you want to reply?
No. I don't know. Yeah, your reply. This question is too hard. It's too difficult for me.
No. This one is pretty easy, actually. When we just started dating, we speak English.
What? So you speak English before?
Because at the time is the moment I just arrived in Taiwan. I mean, I was there for 2 months. Mm. So I just studied Chinese for 2 months. And so I basically could say, Taiwan. Like, it was like, I couldn't communicate really like smoothly in Mandarin, or at least, you know, not to say enough like interesting things to keep up like dates for several days. So it was full English at the beginning. And little by little, we started to incorporate more Mandarin. Like the more I learn, the more sometimes maybe she would speak to me in Mandarin first and I reply in English. So sometimes it was a bit like mixing like this. And then we're doing more and more YouTube, because at the very beginning, we were not doing YouTube together. It's like after a few months. The more videos we made, the more we started to speak in Mandarin together, I think. Because in the videos, we try also to speak more Mandarin.
Your whole big part of it is in Mandarin.
Yeah. And also, like, actually, we still like to mix all the languages in the video. Mm-hmm. But I think it's also because of, with work with this, with our agency, when we discuss sponsors, opportunities, or projects, like it's all in Mandarin also. So it became a bit our work language.
Okay, yeah, of course, 100%.
So it was too hard for me at the beginning, but then the more like we develop and the more we speak about all that, little by little, learn all the vocabulary around that. And so now it became more frequent for us to speak in Mandarin. And so now in everyday life, I would say it's like kind of half-half. It's really, there is no rule. It's like, we just switch and there is no like...
So now the question is for Ada.
Yeah.
Why you choose Louis?
What?
Wow. It's because, let me explain you one thing. It's because I'm trying to focus. My wife choose me. I mean, no, it's not like I go to the one store and choose
me. Yeah. She didn't choose, I forced her.
My wife in that moment, she went to practice the Spanish. She went to Peru to practice the Spanish. And in the beginning, she would tell me like, I want you practice just with you the Spanish. But basically, you speak English in that moment. So
like why he attractive?
Yeah, yeah. It's just because he's handsome. I mean, he's really handsome, but
at the moment he's really ugly.
Wait, first of all, how did you guys meet, like on Tinder or?
Yeah, it's
another app. It's another dating app.
Is Tinder paying you? Why you promote Tinder? No, is Tinder paying you?
I was wondering.
It's not Tinder.
No, but
and I will not say it until they pay us. If we get sponsored, I will say, oh yeah, yeah, it was on Tinder actually.
So,
no, it
was not the other one. You swipe liked and then you matched.
Yeah.
Who texted who first?
He texted me. He left a super like a crunch message.
Cringe.
I'm sorry.
What's the you use a pickle line? Or something like that?
I know.
Okay.
I know why.
So pick a line from Louis.
Oh my god, this is so spicy.
What exactly did you say?
It's not that like, is this a bit cheesy? It's because the app had like a compatibility system. Uh-huh. So there was a percentage to tell you how you're matching. Compatible, you have to reply a lot of questions before you register, you know? And so, I don't know, we were like 98% compatible or something. Ooh. So it was like, I was like, wow.
98, right, bro?
That's a good match.
It's your middle orange.
Yeah, I was like, 98%. And she has boobs. Like, wow. that's so unlikely, man. So then I just texted her. I told her, hey, oh, I finally found my soulmate. Oh. Like straight to the point.
Good.
It was a bit cheesy.
Do you know that he chose you for the boobs or something like that?
No, I didn't know that.
I really was confused at that moment also whether I should talk to her or not, because her photos were taken at so many different moments in her life that she looked completely different on each photo. Every time, like long hair, short hair, gray hair, brown hair. Like I was like, she had every color, every style possible. I didn't know how she actually. Yeah, but it's honest, I don't know. I thought it's a lottery. I'm like, which one am I going to get? Which one?
Like, right? It's not that hard.
But you know, I was like 98%, we should go for it.
Doesn't happen
every day.
That's good. What is your best pickup line, Louis, for in the moment you was dating? Because it's crazy to say in my case, but I want to know in your case a little. If you use some pickup lines to attract Ada?
To attract Ada? No, but I mean, except this, just a funny joke to start the conversation.
Mm. Why? Tell me why, because Tyler is really awkward in that part. Tyler don't know how to.
I have one. Can I try?
Yeah.
Can I try on you guys?
Okay. We can try one and Ada can rather you if 1 to 10.
Okay. All right. My golden pickup line. My golden pickup line, Ada. Okay.
Yeah.
Go.
Did you fall from the vending machine?
No, why?
Because you'd be looking like a snack.
I feel this is too American, like a two.
Oh my god.
Like, no. Like I will give you a zero.
Next. Thank you, next. Okay, so coming back to the topic. Ada, if you could describe Louis in 3 words, like 3 adjective.
Okay.
Just only 3.
Okay. Like I know the first one.
Like talkative.
Talkative.
Okay.
Sensitive.
And sensitive. The third one. Then.
Romantic.
What?
Yeah.
I thought you were saying annoying.
Oh yeah, true. Annoying.
Annoying. Yeah. Okay. What is the most romantic thing he's ever done for you?
I would say it's my.
Oh,
show them, girl. Show them, girl.
Shiny. No. The camera is gonna break. The camera is gonna break. Too many diamonds. It's too shiny.
I would say this is the most romantic he done for me so far, and most like. How can I say that? Like a unforgettable moment in my 2023.
Oh yeah, was it like a total surprise or you kind of know? Like,
no, it was not at all. Because I think I'm really like suspicious, so I really think if he want to do that, I will find out first. Yeah. But this time. Nothing.
Good job, guy.
Yeah, man. But like, I'm also really bad at keeping surprises. So she knows that every time I'm preparing something, I would be a bit proud of it. So I always be like, maybe tomorrow something gonna happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to get some extra credit also before the surprise. So she gets some good mood even before, so you get, you know, longer effect. It's not just during and after, it's also before.
Yeah, but you really
So this time, no, I really kept it all. And I was so freaking nervous. And it was such a surprise that she was shocked. At the beginning, she doesn't even realize.
Yeah.
She doesn't, she think it's not serious. Like, she doesn't believe it.
How long you prepare that?
I mean, probably it's been, I was thinking, trying to prepare something for a year, but then like some plans at the end, it was not the right time or whatever. They got some things we got more busy than we thought. And I don't know, something leading to another, it postponed. And then, okay, then I was like, okay, now
you decided,
that
like,
time will be the right time, no matter what. I organized it early and everything. And so in total, I would say a year, but like that's how it happened. That one, I would say 2-3 months. Yeah, because it was in France. So we needed to know exactly first when we'll be in France, also organized with the photographer to do the shooting together. And it was so hard for me to pretend, you know. Yeah, I was like, yeah, you should find a place you like. Yeah, yeah, we should do a nice photo shoot. Really, something cool. Really, I really want to do a photo shoot. Yeah, I always don't really care. She's always the one like, oh, I want to go to France and this time we do a photo shoot here or there or whatever. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Oh, and we need to buy some clothes. Yeah, okay. But me, I will this time I was like, oh, we need to buy some clothes. Yeah, oh, we need to find a nice place. You didn't think it was real.
What was the first word that you say when he asked you?
I say no.
That's why
I said no.
That's more common than what you think. The same.
Yeah.
The first sentence that I listen to my wife when I propose is the same. She say no.
No.
And then, listen, it's because that no is like a
no way.
How do you feel?
Dude,
I feel broken.
I was like, because she didn't just say no or no way, and then like, of course, you know, she was like for like maybe 30 seconds or something, like no. And then start to cry, no. And then I was like, what the fuck, are you crying because you're sad or because you're happy? And I was like, I think we hear a bit in the video because it was far away. I tried to record, but it was hard to hear well. And I asked her, so yes or no? Yes or no? Oh my God. I had to like ask her twice actually because, oh man.
Wow.
The longest 30 seconds of my life.
So that was the most romantic thing that you guys done for each other. What about this? The most embarrassing thing. It could be with together or it could be just you by yourself.
I don't think we can say that, sorry.
It's so embarrassing. It's just too embarrassing.
Her. I don't know for me, but I know for her.
Mm-hmm. Okay, this is verified. This is official. It's so embarrassing.
Yeah, this one we never said it anywhere. And,
he promised me.
But we call it the Nice incident.
Nice
is a city in the south of France. Uh-huh. And in a video we mentioned about that event.
Yeah.
So something happened in Nice, but no one can know what's about.
No
Sorry.
One can ever know about.
She's not ready for that. She's not ready for that. But it implies public shame.
What? Speaking of public shame, I feel so ashamed just the other day. Yeah. It's kind of, So I flew to Shanghai and for like 2 weeks. So I have a scooter and I totally like, I remember I parked it right in front of my house. Okay. So when I got back, I was like, oh, where's the scooter? And I didn't pay much attention, but then I went to my grandma's like, where's my scooter? And it was nowhere to be found. So I was like, oh shit, it's probably being towed away or stolen, yes. And so I checked the system. They said, oh, we didn't tow your car. We didn't tow a scooter. And I went to the police station. Yeah, and
I mean,
then say,
China, they would know.
Yeah, they say that, oh no, it's in Taiwan. And then they said that, okay, what can I do for you, the police officer?
It's in Taiwan?
It's
Did
in
you
Taiwan.
Say it's good to Shanghai?
No, I flew to Shanghai. So I was away for like,
when you were in Shanghai, it was there. Wow, I'm lost.
Yeah,
sorry.
So when I flew back, my scooter was gone. And the police officer said that, okay, what can we do for you? Why are you here today? I said, I believe somebody stole my scooter. And they went all FBI mode. And they was like, don't worry, I got you, son. Yeah, it's in Taiwan. We have the most coverage of CCTV surveillance here. If he's on the road, we will catch him. So he had like 5 police officers checking the CCTV, like staring at the screen and say, it's okay, we're going to catch him. And finally, they were like, it's probably they pack your scooter because we can't find the plate.
Uh-huh.
But we were like, please, 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 because I don't have a car. So without scooter, I don't have fucking legs.
Yeah.
So, and then
you're
finally,
Taiwanese, more plus that.
You cannot walk. Like, why walking? What the hell?
Yeah. And so after that, finally, one officer said that, got him. Okay. Yeah. Come. See. Do you recognize this guy? Yeah. And I was like, no, he looks chubby. I don't think I have this friend. He looks much bigger. And then he was like, okay, you sure you don't recognize him? Okay, we're gonna run some features. So he has this white t-shirt and Adidas suede pants and Nike Air Force. Bro, you're wearing Nike Air Force. And I was like, and he looked at me and said,
you call me chubby?
Is that you? And I was like, it was so embarrassing. Oh. I recognized myself right away. I was like, is it me? And then he looked at me and said, here's what I believe happened. You parked somewhere that you forgot completely, so nobody stole your scooter. It's somewhere. You just gotta find it. And I said, thank you. So yeah.
And then what happened with the scooter?
Yeah.
So then they tried to help me check more screenshots. And then, yeah, eventually I found it.
Oh my god.
It was so embarrassing. I had like...
Good waste of police resources. Yeah. Thank you, Tyler. Thank you.
This is a bad human.
This is a bad shame. I'm so sorry.
You need to pay your tax with a whole... Bro, I pay my tax before I pay the survey of the police.
I feel so bad. And then I revisit the police station and I said, I'm so sorry. I came to, you know...
You give them
apologize, yeah. And I bought something for them. And then they say, it's all good. We're just happy nobody stole your stuff. Yeah. So that's embarrassing.
But it's more, kind of more embarrassing.
But is it more or less?
No, Ada is the worst possible thing. Like, really, but I really cannot tell you guys. Sorry. It's really, but oh my God, even me, I couldn't be around her. I was like, no, you cannot do this to me. You cannot. But
what did you do? It's because I don't know if this guy is my best friend P in public IP too, or because if we are going to feel so embarrassing, I feel embarrassing together. We are going together. We're a team. Did you?
We cannot say really.
Nothing.
I mean, we need her authorization.
My question is, you be the emotional stronger for Ada in the moment.
I was feeling super awkward and I just wanted to disappear. I just wanted to not exist at that moment.
Okay, well, so it's one period in the life that we
wanted to leave her there alone and disappear forever.
Okay, so we are going to put more deep. You want to say?
Now they're frustrated. They don't have a story about us. But do you have something about me? I'm wondering.
About what?
Embarrassing story.
The most embarrassing story that you have about Lee?
I don't think so. No. Embarrassing? No. Not really.
Yeah, I don't embarrass myself easily.
This guy is so... I don't know, it's ego? French ego?
Yeah, but you tell this one in video before. Yeah.
Can I say that?
Yeah. I got a little injury of my... Pigu.
Yeah.
The butt.
You?
Yeah. And so I was really worried. So I asked her to check for me.
Open his front.
That was horrible.
And I check. Yeah.
And you check them?
Yeah, I check.
Yeah. So it was fine.
So, well, I can tell you it's not the most embarrassing. I passed something the same because before to come to Taiwan, I take one exam. Actually, it's optional. They say optional because they need to see inside. You have I don't know if this is the correct word. Enema.
Coloscopy.
Yeah, in coloscopy. No, but before the coloscopy, you need to put something in your bottom to clean your whole. Basically, you need to put some water to
they
clean.
They didn't
your,
make you take laxatives.
No.
Oh.
They give me a one big bottle and put in my ass.
They just put saline
in? The worst moment is they told me that you need to do it by yourself. I said, but how come?
So he was saying,
so basically it's self-penetration.
Yeah. But the point is, I didn't have that.
With water.
With water, yes.
I didn't have the thing to, the emotion to say like, yeah. So I asked my wife to do this for me. And
oh my
I was
God.
In doggy and my wife
in... it should be like this, no?
She went digging.
Ah.
And she pushed the water. She pushed the whole water. And then after that, you go to the bathroom to clean your colonoscopy, and I need to go to the doctor, and the doctor put something and open my eyes.
Oh my god!
He saw with a light
inside. Someone there?
Okay, looks. He just told me like a, bro, it's cleaning. It's you're okay. The one like a yeah.
I have a question for you. I heard about some guys like. G point is as an asshole. Do you feel good?
What? G point?
Like G point, you know?
You stimulate, like the, I don't know, like know?
It, you stimulate
your prostate?
From the butt.
It's oh, you said.
Apparently, if you, yeah.
Well, I can tell you in that moment, I didn't feel stimulated. I feel a little more. But. But in my crazy time of Kike Conquer, Enrique Conquer, I have a girlfriend who, yeah, I love to try some kind of these kind of things.
With you?
Yes.
With you?
I mean, she tried to say the same question, like the point G, is our point G there.
Yeah.
She tried to like ask me like we can try it. I mean, the theory was okay. But like the whole facts they put in the table was okay. Like you are going to be pleasure. We are going to stimulate your point G. You are going to feel happy. And I was like, if you put it in that way, yes, I'm going to feel happy. And maybe I can stimulate. Maybe I can discover something. But
so did you do?
Did you try? Did you try?
But did you accept or not?
Oh my god!
But I didn't try. No, bro. I asked to Tyler. And the same, would you like to, if you like, something like that?
Have you noticed that? I've been so extremely quiet?
would you like?
He's like,
to try?
Yeah,
honestly,
every day.
For that question, I tried.
You tried?
Yourself or with help?
Yourself?
With assistance.
With assistance?
Yeah.
With professional medical assistance?
Honestly, it felt great.
So it worked?
Yeah.
It felt great?
Yeah, it felt great. Yeah. But I couldn't...
Nope.
Oh, this is
good. No.
You want to try?
But your partner has to be super crazy gentle. Because I was like, oh, no. Basically, because it feels weird. It feels like it's not supposed to be there.
Yeah.
But then, after a while, when you start to really get used to it, it's actually not that bad.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'm scary of the beginning, you know? Because one time, when we was in that period of the relationship, the same, she was trying to go more, you know, go more down and touch, and I feel, oh! No, we can go another way, but no, that way.
But it feels really weird because, like, how you usually do it, you feel very empowered, and then you feel like you're in control of the motion of it, right? But when you're like, you put yourself in a very vulnerable situation.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, at that time, she was like, you want to try it? I'm okay. I was like, no, it's weird. I don't think. I've never tried that. And she said, nah, it's nothing weird. If you want to try, we can. Yeah, it's not going to be weird. And I said, but I feel like I'm less manly if I do that. She said, no, it's pleasure. I'm happy to pleasure you. And so I was like, shut off the lights, yes?
But did you clean something? I mean, bro, if you want to do this, I think you need to clean something.
To do it out of nowhere like that? Just like,
I mean, it's like a one big process. You need to clean your own.
Right. So I was like super scared, and she said, no, you just try to clean or try not to eat something, I don't know, like too spicy or like.
Okay, I have a more question. About that. Yeah, we open this topic now. Hey, the one thing you want to try with Louis? Let me ask you this directly to the point. Hey, the one you want to try with Louis, and we are going to know.
Because it's usually like guys fuck a girl.
Yes.
And I want to fuck him.
Actually, a lot of girls want to fuck guys.
Just want to try. Like, how do you feel?
Okay.
Oh, I'm out.
Another point is like a G point. Mm-hmm. You know, some series say guys have G point around the asshole. So I was just wondering, is he has one there or not?
I think we all do. It's just, I think it's do there. We accept yeah. to do it's it or not?
Yeah. Yeah. But, okay, I have a question. Okay. Yeah. So when you go from the back, did you come from?
When you go to the back,
this guy is gonna
This is getting so X-rated.
You think it's gonna come out from the back?
No, I mean, if you...
Oh my God.
No, I mean... Would you
You're
come?
Gonna have to beep so many things of
Would
this.
Would you
video.
Come just because you?
Okay, let me. This have a science idea. Before we develop our men genitals, before we develop, we feel pleasure to doing poopoo when we are kids. We feel yeah. pleasure when we are doing poopoo.
Oh, there is actually yeah.
Is
there
is science yeah. fact. Yeah, it's a science fact that when the kid is developed, the first. Thing that feel pleasure is doing poo-poo.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the reason Tyler do poo-poo every
yeah.
time.
When we are kids, we are perverts when we are kids. Yeah.
And then after we develop the whole hormones, we start to feel pleasure when we ejaculate.
Okay.
So that can be a fact.
Fact.
That we can feel pleasure. We can feel. Yeah. But I think the point is, the men feeling, yeah, I think that can be a really,
I think, yeah.
It's more about your pride, I think.
Yeah.
It's like, do you accept to just surrender yourself totally to your partner? As a man.
Honestly, I think as long as you get consent, you know, like you agree, you have mutual respect and understanding.
Yeah, it's always a bit, it always works better with consent.
Bro, I was scared.
I think it's important to have consent.
Yeah. Yeah, I would guess so.
I mean, yeah.
Literally, Louis is trying to save his ass.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Louis.
What's one thing you want to try with Ada you've never asked?
And you think Ada too, except to that G part. Another thing.
Another thing?
You don't want to try another things?
We try a lot.
What?
Yeah, we try a lot.
We try a lot, including, I don't know, like cosplay, roleplay.
Oh, roleplay,
this
play,
is
yeah.
First label.
Oh. Yeah, this is easy. We are really Oscar actors, you know? So honestly, that I really want to do, not that much.
What is the thing
because
you want to try?
Tried everything?
You tried everything?
I know.
Maybe, but I think there are some stuff we cannot say in this podcast.
How about you guys?
Is there anything you want to try on Tyler that you didn't?
Try on me?
For me, it's probably somewhere that is comfy enough, but not exactly private. It's like you are technically you're still private, but let's say like on the balcony.
Like in a
balcony.
Or like
a 15
or like
room.
You have a huge window and you can see, you know, other people, but you're still... in a private room.
I give you an advice.
Okay.
Oh. The teacher.
Go to a cruise.
Go. Oh.
If you saw some video of Lid in a cruise, yeah, you know what's going on.
You know what they're trying to do.
You know what they're trying. You
there
know
are balconies
reason
everywhere, and no one in front.
Oh, okay. Wow. Got you.
That's all I can tell you.
Thank you.
That's all I can tell you. A really romantic couple.
Yeah. Nice save. We was with the idea about a really romantic couple is coming, but now we are.
And after a second, we're like,
One Piece. We were talking about that. Did you try the cosplay transition. One Piece?
No, but you should. I think you would do good. You would do good Robin. You would do good Robin.
Robin? Okay. Yeah.
A bit more tan skin and a nice.
Can I be
Chopper? You know, like, Chopper, no, that's not really my thing. Sorry.
Really?
I don't have a thing for animals.
what animal did you try?
Boa Hancock.
Animal?
Animes. Cartoon.
No, I didn't try any cartoons, but like more like a job.
Like nurse, flight attendant.
Oh, yeah, so student, those kind of things.
I was a company boss.
Oh. So it's kind of like secretary boss kind of thing. Oh,
you know,
okay.
One time I tried like a bee. She asked me about being Naruto.
Like, you've been Naruto.
Yeah. What's not my wife?
But like the overage Naruto or the like 13 years old pre-time skip Naruto?
Naruto.
So Shippuden, 16 years old?
Shippuden.
16 years old.
16 years old.
Okay.
Wow.
Okay.
Because in that moment, I was... Don't laugh at me. In that moment, I was with a cosplay... Tendes, and I have the cosplay of Naruto, so yeah, she loved the cosplay too. It's not my wife, by the way. I want to clear that.
It's not your wife.
She wasn't my wife. My wife not like that. But I tried the Naruto. Right?
Okay, okay.
What about One Piece? Okay,
what about One Piece?
What about One Piece?
What about One Piece? You like One Piece, the live action?
First question. I love One Piece. More than any anime in the world, even if some come really close. Mm-hmm. But the live action, I mean, it was watchable, but it was really unnecessary. Like,
what do you mean unnecessary?
I think like the you don't need that. Like, unless it's like super close to the manga. But I think as a manga fan, I think a lot of people we cringe so much when you see a like live adaptation. Live action is always weird, like because manga is not made to be in a live action.
Yeah, manga is manga.
Especially One Piece, the universe is so weird. Every characters are weird. Their body shapes are weird. The way they talk, like, is weird. Everything is weird. So, trying to make it look normal, it kind of kills all the the vibe of One Piece, all the romantic vibe of the thing, but. I think still, like, I give them credit that they did it pretty well, honestly. Like, the choice of the characters, the actors, I think they quite represent well the vibe in general of the series. Yeah. Even if I hope they don't want to do the whole manga, like, in a live action like this forever. Mm-hmm. But I was more disappointed on the atmosphere. I feel it lost a lot of emotion compared to the manga.
Mm-hmm.
Because of also the like physical limitations, you know, in manga, in anime, people can have their mouths open huge and smile crazy or cry crazy. Everything is so intense. The music's also so intense, but you lose all that in the live action. Like the music's also, especially, I really hated it in the live action. It's basically some like super cheap Pirate of the Caribbean discount music, you know. They should just get the same music as in the anime, you know, and just... They're so strong, they're so beautiful and powerful, and in the end, they just give you this kind of like little
because
pirate
vibe. Because it's really, a lot of people comment that it's amazing, was amazing, because Netflix did before a lot of live action of the manga, of the comics to this, and what sucks.
Yeah.
They, with this live action, they go to that standard. We have the potential to do one live action.
They set up a new standard for live action, and I think as a live action, it's good.
Yeah.
Compared to everything else that had been done, it was usually really like cringy to death and really not looking good. It's actually come out pretty nicely. It's just that I just feel it's unnecessary. I just like really to focus on the...
I love how Louis started. It's watchable. And then goes on with all the details. Of I don't like it.
But
yeah, that was your honest feedback, yeah?
Because there is still something that I like about it is that it also make a lot of people who kind of not look down but don't really care about One Piece or don't really want to get into it, discover it, you know?
Yeah. Uh-huh,
Some people who are never watching anime who suddenly discover One Piece and actually enjoyed it.
Yeah.
And Ada, for example, she watched anime, but she never wanted to start One Piece. And after she watched the live action, she quite enjoyed it, and she started to watch the anime with me.
Mm. Ada, if you want to choose one character for Louis to be represent personality, looks, face, or something like that, that from the world One Piece, what will be?
It definitely is Sanjay.
Sanjay? The chef?
Why? Yeah, but I don't cook that well.
The main point about that is...
Oh my God, I know.
He loves big boobs. And he loves girls. So every time when you see the hot girls on the street, he will just become Shang-Chi, like with a heart shape.
Nami Swan!
Would you like to make the test of the reels?
What does it mean?
The test of the reels is you take your phone, you take your Instagram, and you shape 5 or 10 reels.
Yeah.
And if in these reels it appears like a one boobs of sexy girls, it's a nasty guy.
No problem with that. My main account is quite safe. I said a main account.
Since you're a big fan, Louis, since you're a big fan of anime.
I thought you said a big fan of
Tate. Of big boobs, yeah.
Can you really read one of them?
Actually, I watched one of your reels, and then there was this Lego kind of a collection, or like...
Oh, figurines, yeah. I have a lot of figures, yeah. I mean, I just love that. It's kind of weird. It's like this, I think it's really this millennial nerd thing, like when you grow up and you have your own money from your job,
yeah,
you will just buy the stuff you cannot buy when you were a kid, and it's mostly about video games, anime, or stuff like that.
What is the most priceless, like, either for that to be really value wise or emotional connection wise what is the most priceless and valuable collection that you have?
It's quite hard to choose, but I mean, I would say three of them, because they are a bit three on the same level. Uh-huh. It's like, and it's three that I got as a gift from a friend, a Taiwanese friend. And they are like from a, they are figurines made by the Omo Studio. And I think it's in Taiwan. I'm not so sure. But anyway. Mm. And one is the Luffy Gear 4. One is the Luffy Gear 5. And one is Boa Hankoku, the most beautiful woman in the world. After Ada.
Okay. All right. So follow up question.
And like, yeah, I mean, because Luffy is obviously my favorite character, and yeah, those figures are, I can put a photo here, okay, or whatever. But yeah. They are huge. They are insane. They are like full of details, and yeah, I love it.
Lovely. So all three of them are absolutely irreplaceable, right? In your heart.
I mean, that's really the three I wouldn't give away. Yeah. If I had to keep, like, mm-hmm, I love everything I have now. That's
okay. Sweet. So this is kind of like a hypothetical question, but let's say, what if one day, let's say Ada's friends or cousin and something really, like someone really cute comes visit, and then he's like, oh, I really want that one. And then without asking for your
concern
before, and then Ada was like, oh yeah, if you you can take one. He has a lot. And then you come home, and they were like, oh, where's my shit?
Where's my shit?
Where's Luffy?
If you were being put in that situation, what's the first sentence you would react? And what's the first thing you would...
I would say...
Are you serious?
Is it a guy or a girl?
A guy. But younger, just kid.
So where does he live? Tell me now, woman. I'm gonna find him. I will find you, and I will. And I will censor that. It's a kid. No, honestly, I would be mad. I won't. I'm really emotional person. You know, like, if something bad happened, I will react bad. If something is good, I will react good. I will not be like, oh, I see what happened. It's okay. He was a kid. No. I'll be like, how can you give this to this kid? It's my favorite one. You know it. It's been so long. I have this. Why? You don't ask me first. And then maybe I will calm down and think he's just a figurine anyway. But yeah.
Would you try to get it back? Like,
honestly,
call them. I want it back.
I would definitely want to, but I wouldn't dare. Still think, like, it's a kid. I'm an adult. let's behave like an adult. Like, okay. I would probably, you know, reason myself, but that wouldn't be easy. Yeah.
Okay.
Louis is one teacher. You're a teacher of French.
No, I'm not a teacher of French.
No, you have one video.
I don't. I have an online French class. But I'm not a certified teacher. I created the class with a certified teacher. So I'm a host. I mean, I created a class with a teacher together.
I see.
But my main job is not to be a teacher.
So Ada, you are learning French? Are you?
She is.
Bonjour.
Can you speak Chinese? Ni hao.
Yeah, so that's just to prove you that I'm not like 100% teacher.
But you ain't home, just speak a little, zero French.
No, I'm not.
Honestly,
I'm not interested in language. I'm not good at that. So
Me either. I'm really bad in language, and I'm bad with the Chinese because I need to live here, and it's really difficult for me to learn new language, even for the English. I battle a lot, but it's just because I need to survive in Taiwan. So that's the reason why I learn English. But study a new language. I mean, you need time, you need to be fast, you need passion, yeah. Something like
so
that.
So good, man. You discover a new culture. Me, I love it. That's
no,
the
but
whole it, thing.
I mean, I you have that. A lot of benefits, but half of some people, they really don't have that this thing, that ability or the tendency to be easy to learn a new language.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's like a game almost. It's like you're cracking a code, you know, and you're trying to understand, mm-hmm. wow, so here these sciences mean this. Oh, that's how they say that. So you can connect together and you will mean this. It's so cool. I mean, it's so interesting and it opens so many doors in so many places depending on the language you learn. I really love that. And so like, yeah, I'm not a certified French teacher, but I love to teach to Ada and I'm still a good teacher. Even if I don't have a diploma for teaching. You know,
what is
I
the
really
last thing
teach
you teach
stuff.
For Ada to say in French?
Oh, yeah. You can.
Je ne consens Dieu.
What?
What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean? What does that mean?
I like hard stuff.
What? I have a hard stuff?
I like hard stuff.
You mean I like when it's hard.
I like when it's hard. How do you say hard?
She like it hard.
Really, really hard.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that.
I think every topic we go to the same point. The sex point. I want to make a podcast family friendly.
The truth exposed about us. We are perverts.
You know, you have the ability to say something horny or something really you can use in the sexual moment in French?
Ada?
No.
Oh, did you teach?
It's not so weird.
She doesn't remember. I teach her many times, but she doesn't remember.
Yeah, but I feel it's weird to speak like a second or third language when you feel horny.
But you speak English?
Yeah, but I don't. Sometimes. Yeah, but.
You speak English when you're in that way?
But.
Yeah, a bit.
Because I want you to understand. That's why.
Then I should speak
more faster. Quite easy, yeah.
I should speak Chinese then, yeah. Shufu.
This is wrong.
Are you sure it's the right decision to invite us?
This is the kind of spiciness we want.
Can you make a one ASMR for the people, for the audience?
Something sexy. Look straight into the camera as if you're talking to your partner.
Say something like a.
Okay, there is one is really useful that actually you can use in normal situations. For example, when you're eating.
Okay, when you're eating.
Eating, nothing weird about that.
Okay.
Well, it could be. when you're eating and you want to say how true is good, you say c'est bon.
C'est bon?
C'est bon. But you also can say c'est bon.
Oh.
Because c'est bon, bon, it doesn't mean only good to the taste, it's also good feeling, you know.
Okay.
So yeah, so c'est bon.
C'est
really
bon.
Useful, really useful
c'est
word.
Bon.
Can use in a lot of situations, yeah.
So when you are down there.
Yeah.
Oh, oui, c'est bon. C'est bon, oui, c'est bon.
I was in France for like about 18 days in 2018, and I was in this small city. It's really far away from Paris, like a Conflans?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, and the people there were extremely nice. Yeah. They didn't speak much English, but we just do like body language. Yeah. It was like ice cream. I'm like, me.
I think they were nice for another reason, bro.
Were those nice people like really old and
they were old
and they're like,
they were like,
in my truck. In
the I said,
okay.
Yeah.
Wow, really nice people in France.
They're really nice. They're super nice. We're just doing a lot of body language. Yeah, it was
a lot of body. Yeah, a lot of body and not a lot of language. Yes, talking about learning French, guys, if you want to learn easy French, you're coming to travel just like you went and you don't want to do too much weird body language, you can try my online French classes on the PressPlay website, PressPlay Academy. It's on my profile, on my Instagram profile.
Anyway,
bonjour.loi, there is a
link
down
below,
or then below in the description. Voilà!
Merci! I have one question for Ada. Yeah. This one is actually quite personal. I was like super crazy chubby when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
And at one point in my life, I gained about
close to 20 kilograms in just one semester. Yeah, I think due to stress or whatever.
And one semester,
yeah, and depression. Yeah,
damn, you have to teach me how you do, man.
You're trying to bulk up.
Tell me what's your diet.
The worst part is I probably had suffer some eating disorder, not like bulimia, like eating a lot, but I would have this guilty pleasure kind of thing. Like I feel so lonely, and then I have a lot of chips, like family size. After I finish it, like maybe half of it, I was like, oh shit, what am I doing? And so I would, you know, I would throw it on, you know, in the trash can, and then for a while I was like, no, go back to the trash can, and then I'll, you know, and I
eat again.
Yeah, I was so disgusted by myself, honestly, for doing that. And people would, you know, they start to comment on your appearance and say that, oh, you're, why, what are you doing? Why are you getting so big? You know? And that for me, and they would start to tease you about this part and like, it's shaky, it's fluffy. And even some of my family's members, because they are like genetically, they're very slim. So they would say, you don't look like our family. Why are you so big? I mean,
dude, that is brutal.
Yeah.
I don't know. They're not intentionally trying to hurt your feelings, but they're just like making comments about that. And they think it's fine because they think, because you look like this. And it should be okay for us for people to comment on that. So I developed this body dysphoria quite severely at that time. And it took me so long. Even now I am smaller. I still feel really insecure, honestly. Yeah, so
your inner child got hurt.
Yeah, I would say. Yeah. And so I was wondering, because you've been trying to really raise the awareness, and a lot of my friends are huge fans of yours.
No way.
Really? Especially girls, they would feel like they feel so empowered.
Yeah, 80% of our bullying is girls, so most of that part is your fan.
Yeah.
My question, like, even for me as a guy, I feel a lot of me, like the inner child, was healed or trying to start the healing process, because, you know, scrolling down your post, and sometimes I feel really, honestly, really empowered by that. And so I just wanted to ask, when and why did you decide that? Because it's a very vulnerable and but yet very strong decision to put yourself out there, especially on social media.
Yeah. I would say actually the first time I realized the beauty standard is when I was in Australia. I was working in an island resort. And as one day, a beautiful white girl come to me. She's like a typical, like a white girl, like a brown hair with a blue big eyes. It's really, really beautiful girl. And she come to me, she say, oh my God, Ada, tell me your secret. Why your skin is timed so well? Like my skin is literally like black at the moment. Because it's really dark. It's really, really dark. Like because I work in a resort and I have a lot of sun baths every day. And she said, I'm so jealous of you. How can you have this color? Like, how did you do it? How do you maintain it? But at the moment I was thinking, if right now I'm in Taiwan, everyone will say I'm so ugly. Like they will say, you paka o gui gui.
People
would judge my skin color. They think white is the only beauty standard in Taiwan. But I was shocked, like, how come a white girl come to me and ask how I do my like skin color? I would say. And at the moment, I realized beauty standard is really, it's not only culture, it's also about like a personal like feeling. It's a lot of different between Asia and Western country, I would say. So there's no right and wrong on people's like appearance. But at the moment I realized that's the really huge gap beauty standard. So I start to dig in more story about beauty standard, about people's appear. And I also realized in like Western country, when I was on the beach, there's a lot of different body type. It's not only skinny girl wear bikini, and they all enjoy the sun and enjoy the beach, enjoy the sea. And I was wondering why Taiwan's girl cannot do that. We are all staying, we are all women. Why we have to hide our body on the beach, but other girl in other worlds can do whatever they want. So I really want to encourage Taiwan's girls to be proud of themselves, and because you are really unique, you know, there's only one of you in the world. It's you. So, Help me, do you have the proof?
You're doing great. That was
amazing.
It was good. It was good.
No, help me, help me.
But you, you
so basically, she started to help you.
Yeah. But so, so that's why she started. In Europe, the people are wide, really wide. You feel like you want to go to the beach.
Yeah.
To take a little of sun.
Yeah. Yeah, it's so funny. Like, just simple thing. Just look in cosmetic shops. In Europe or in Western countries, you can find a tan spray.
Yeah.
But in Asia, you find whitening cream.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
How stupid is that? It's just like, people want to be whiter, people want to be darker. It's just, and in each country, the standard is different. It just doesn't make sense. Then you just need to cross a border and then you're handsome, or you're like, what the fuck is that?
They make you ugly.
I don't judge people what they want to be. If they want to be white, they be white. If they want to be more tan, they can be more tan. But it's like, I want to woman realize, or not only woman, but also men realize you can be whatever you want. Just being yourself.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Exactly. I would say...
Word.
Yeah.
Word. Help me!
Yo!
Oh my God!
Tell him! Tell him! Tell him, bro!
Say it louder for the people in the back!
I also want to bring something is Louis is really skinny.
Hi.
I have the
reverse problem than you. It's me. That's why I was saying you, how do you gain weight? Because me, my problem is that I lose weight so easily.
Ah.
Like, and okay, and everyone will be like, oh, it's not a problem, but you can eat whatever you want. Yeah, but come on, in this society, being a skinny guy is not super easy either. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah.
Guy
it's
always
a struggle, yeah.
A good image to be a man and everything is like you have to be big, you have to be strong. Even if you're not if you're not fit, if you have like this dad body, oh, it's cool, it's sexy, yeah, you look like a daddy, okay. But if you're skinny, you're weak, you're fragile, you're not a man, you know. So it's also really annoying for guys this image, you know. And I always always struggled with that. And just sometimes I get a little bit sick and for 2 weeks I eat a bit less than usual. I lose 2 kilos, boom. That's it.
Like, just like that.
It's so frustrating. Every kilo I gain, I'm like, it's a celebration. But then if I just stop eating eat a bit less for 2 days, boom, it disappeared already.
But for me, it's like the total opposite. Even if I just breathe, I gain weight. Yeah. But I think, it's I just wanted to, you know, tell Ada personally that, really in person, I think that I got a lot of help and I feel like you heal a part of me. Maybe you were aiming for, you know, maybe you were aiming to help women, but you also helped quite a number of men.
That's what I want to say.
Really, thank you. Because honestly, I struggle a lot with stretch marks. In short amount of time. I had a lot like in my thigh and here and just, you know, pretty much everywhere. So I really struggle with that. And you know, like some guys, we can just be, you know, half naked and topless. But for me, it's like, I want to, but I feel, I don't know.
Understand me, same.
I'm still like, trying to overcome that thing. But I have started my journey because of you. I just wanted to let you know that.
Ada the best. Yeah.
We should go to beach together.
Okay. Can I wear bikini?
Okay.
So maybe I have a curious. Do you consider that sex is a really good cardio?
Can we have a transition, please?
What's going on?
We're going to the post conversion now.
Studio 307，灯光美，气氛加使用的设备都还超级顶级。不管你是 Pro 级的专业人士，想要自己来试试看，或者是新手菜鸟需要人家引导讲解，台南的朋友想要当 Podcaster 吗？赶快过来，赶快试试看这里 Studio 307，很赞。